Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown. Yeah.
Before the clock runs out.
Okay, let's go.
Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another few. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you.
Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up. Keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up. No, not yet.
Hiya, and welcome to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Megano. Welcome to a new episode. If you're new here, thank you so much for joining. Are you new here? Yeah. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you enjoy this episode and I hope you come back every single week. If you are a regular rider, then thank you from the bottom of my heart. Me and you have the connection that I didn't know existed. So thank you for checking in once again. Back once again for the Renegade Mister. I am... Well, I was going to say visibly, but you can't actually see me. You can't see me, John Cena. What? Hearingly? Is that a word? You can probably tell from your ears that I am in a much better mood than I was last week when I sat down to record. I have had a really nice weekend and I have taken some time to try and sort out that little head of mine and get myself back to feeling like myself. And it's worked! Woohoo! We love a successful queen. Let's start the episode off with a wee catch up, because why the hell not? On the back of last week's episode, no, I still don't have my suitcase. Obviously so gutting, and who knows if I'll ever get it back, but I'm not going to dwell on it. I can't let this suitcase take over my life, which it kind of has been, to be honest with you. So we're trying to move on swiftly from that. I had the loveliest weekend ever, like one of my favourite weekends in such a long time. On Friday, Erin took me out for dinner, so she got me that as my birthday present. She was like, wanted us to just go and do something nice, and she found this cute wee Italian on TikTok called Sanio. So she took me there. I know you're probably thinking, Megan, was your birthday not in May? It was, but we're two busy gals, so this was the first night we could do. So we went for a really nice dinner. Neve came as well, so it was just nice to go out and eat some nice food, drink some cocktails, have a nice big catch up. Then I had to sleep over at Erin's house after it. We had our wee matching Powerpuff jammies on that she got me for my birthday. And then on Saturday, we got up and went to get tattoos. Yay! That's the topic of today's episode, but went to get tattoos. This is the most wholesome shit ever. Erin and Neve both not only paid for my tattoo for me, but got matching ones with me. So we all got a wee pair of cowboy boots because one of my Neon Beach collection lights was a cowboy boot. I made the most wholesome TikTok ever on the back of it. So go over and check out at the Anna Welsh on TikTok if you want some nice wholesome videos to watch. Amazeballs. So that was so nice. Then on Saturday night, we went to the pub and then we went back to Liv's house to celebrate the one and only Ailey's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ailey. Happy birthday to you.
Ailey is one special human being. So we had a lovely time celebrating her birthday. Well, I say that, but I got blackout drunk because the pub that we went to in Paisley was like £2.30 for a drink. Great for the bank account, not great for how drunk it gets me. So I was absolutely steaming. Don't remember walking home. Apparently was stopped by the police and was put to bed at like 12. Kind of a win-win though, because I wasn't hungover yesterday because I had a really good night's sleep. And then yesterday, all the girls spent a day together because it was actually Ailey's birthday yesterday. So we just like, we're all in that silly, goofy mood. You know when you're hangover, right? You either are one of two ways, like gasping for air, SOS, things are not looking good, or you're just feeling like really loosey-goosey, goofy, silly, fun. That's how we were yesterday. So we just spent a full day together laughing and prancing and went for Nando's. So it was a really nice, wholesome weekend and really did help make me feel better. Hey! So, on the back of my wholesome, fun, enjoyable, lovely weekend, I thought, let's do an episode about tattoos. Why the frick not? I love tattoos. If you have seen me, you'll know that I am fond of tattoos and I love talking about them. I think they're such a fun conversation starter, such an interesting topic. So here we go. Roller coasting takes tattoos. So sit back, relax, take it easy and enjoy. So my dudes, popped up a wee question box over on Rollercoasting Podcast Instagram for my riders to send in some questions, topics, just to really steer the direction of the episode. So if you're not following Rollercoasting Podcast on Instagram, you're going to feel like a silly donut because you didn't get to interact and stay updated with this episode. So get your bums over there and make sure you're following so you can always be involved in upcoming episodes. That's an order. So the first question I'll start with is, what was your first tattoo and why? So my first tattoo ever is the wee rose that's on the inside of my right arm. Had to do the wee L thing to figure out my right arm. I got it because it's a rose and my granny's name was Rose, so that was my mum's mum. My granny Rose died when I was 14, I'm sure. So obviously that's a really nice, meaningful tattoo. I can't really remember why exactly, like what my intentions were, because I said to my tattoo guy, like, I'm only going to get this one tattoo. Like, I'm not going to get any more than that. But did I believe that? Did I? I don't think so. I think subconsciously I knew I wanted tattoos and I was like, I'll make my first one a really, really meaningful one because I'm never going to dislike that. But if I do like it, then I'm going to be tatted up. That's some Megano advice for you. See, if you want to get some tattoos, I would start with something that really means something to you, something that you can't possibly go off. Like, I, as the years have gone on, have gotten tattoos, like just silly ones and like ones that I suppose are trends. So they can, you can end up disliking them. But if something has meaning to you, you're never going to regret it. Like, I'm never going to regret my wee rose tattoo. So pick something that is going to mean something to you and will always age well. Okay. Take that from the wise Megano. How many tattoos do you have? I've just counted. I think I have 35. It's hard to count because sometimes I forget. Like, because some of mine are so many, it's easy to bypass them. But I think I have 35. That is the next thing I have to say about tattoos, is actually beware. They're so addictive. Most people who have tattoos will agree that they are addictive. And as I said, like, me and my tattoo guy always laugh about how when I got my first tattoo, the rose, I said, like, I'll only get this one. And now I have literally 35. They're so addictive. Like, I can't decide. Well, there's loads of things that make it addicting for me because, one, I love how they look. Like, I cannot imagine myself without all my tattoos now. Like, how bare would I look? And I feel like I wouldn't be myself. Like, as cringy as it might sound, and people who don't have tattoos will be rolling their eyes and huffing and puffing, but they do become part of your personality. It is like a personality trait. So, one, I love how they look. Two, probably the biggest thing, I love my tattoo guy. I'm actually obsessed with him. I'm like his number one fan. I go to a wonderful guy called Sean in Fleur-de-Lis, which is in St. Enoch's Square in town. Cannot recommend the whole studio enough. Everyone is so, so lovely. But Sean is just such a good egg. Like, I love speaking to him. Like, he just talks so much sense, and like, I love telling stories, I love hearing his stories. Like, it's just such a fun experience going there. Like, I feel dead safe and like comfortable in the studio. I just enjoy it. I just enjoy it so much. And obviously I can't go unless I'm getting a tattoo, so they just keep adding up. Oh, this is a good question. Someone asked, what would make you feel safe in a tattoo shop abroad? Actually, I'm going to answer this for both abroad and home, because like the same rule applies. Number one, the place has to be clean. That is the biggest, most important thing for any tattoo shop. Like, with the nature of what it is, like, the place has to be clean, needles have to be sterile, blah, 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 blah. So as if you're looking around thinking it's looking a bit crusty and dusty in here, then get your ass out. Get out there. Be off like a whippet. So obviously, hygiene is important. And the biggest thing after hygiene, because, yeah, you need it to be clean. The other thing, huge factor for me, is the staff need to be really nice. Like, I want the staff to be really welcoming, really friendly, really gentle, kind. Because getting a tattoo actually is quite an intimate thing. Like, they're holding your skin, digging a needle through your skin. Like, they have to get really, really close to you. So you want to feel really comfortable with the person. And for me to feel comfortable around someone, I want to be having nice conversations. Like, I want to, I suppose, get to know them. I want to become friends with them. So that's what I'm after. There's nothing worse. I have had one experience in a tattoo shop where I could tell, like, they could not be bothered with me. Like, I was still really nervous at this point getting tattoos because I didn't have as many. And I felt like I was just being like a complete pain in the arse to the person. And I just wanted out of there. Like, normally I love going for tattoos. It's like my favourite thing to do, favourite pastime. And this time I was like, get me out of here. And the tattoo was actually a fucking mess. Someone's asked, if you had to remove one, which one would it be and why? I actually don't like dislike any of my tattoos. Like, I think they're all cute and like fun, and most of them have meaning. I think if I had to pick one to remove, it would probably be the dragon on my hip. So on my hip, I have one of my biggest tattoos is a red dragon. It's really nice. It's actually a really, really nice tattoo. It's amazingly done. It looks really cool when I wear bikinis and underwear or whatever. But my problem with it is it's just not me. Like, do you look at me, right? Be honest here. Do you look at me and think that girl probably has a red dragon tattoo? It's just not really my vibe. It's just not really my aesthetic. That was one of my first tattoos. And I literally just went on Pinterest, seen it and thought, yep, booking in for that. Like, I was just booking anything and everything at that point. To be honest, I still kind of do that now, but I'd say, like, all my more recent tattoos are really, like, a true reflection of me, if I do say so myself. But I do still love the dragon. Like, I've never thought, like, oh, wish I could get rid of this. But if I had to pick one, that would be it. Do you know what I would rather? If the wee dragon was pink, I'd love that. That'd be so much more me. But unfortunately, it's not as easy to change a red tattoo to a pink tattoo as you think it would be. So we are stuck with it. His name's Damon, and we don't dislike Damon. We're not here to give him hate because he's actually a really gorgeous dragon. But yeah, he'd be getting the bin. On the flip side of that, someone has asked, what is your top five favourite tattoos you have? Okay, so this is nice. So I went away and had a think there, and I've selected my top five, I think. So first one is my strawberry. So I've got a strawberry on, what would you call that? Like your forearm, maybe? I have just a wee strawberry. And I just love it. I think it's so nice. I think it's really well done. I love when I see it in pictures. I got it purely because strawberries are my favourite fruit. And that is that. There's no deeper meaning. But I love it. I think it's stunning. Then my other favourite one would be Dancing Queen. I have that on my back. Me and Erin both have that matching because one, we are the dancing queens. Like, trying out dances You won't. And when I say we're dancing queens, I don't mean like we're actually good at dancing, but we do some mad dancing on nights out. We've not done this in a while, but we used to always do like contemporary / ballet dancing on nights out. We should really pick that back up. Maybe I'll get that going on Saturday. My other one I love is Harry. So I've got my dog on my other forearm. Love him so much because Harry is the light of my life. Again, the tattoo is so well done. It literally does look like him. Like, actually everybody agrees with me, and people who, like, actual randoms have stopped me to say, oh, is that a Westie on your arm? I'm like, it sure is, buddy. It's the most handsome Westie of all time. It's Mr. Harry Welsh. So obviously I love that so much. Then I have, like, on my rib, kind of like just under my boob / rib, I have like a wee smiley flower, and his name is Bernie, and I love him. He's such a happy wee guy. He's so simple. You don't see him all the time, and see, when you do see him, he's just happy to be there. Like, when I'm wearing a bikini on holiday, Bernie is just happy to be there. He's a no fuss man. And then I think my newest one, which is the cowboy boots, is also in my top five. One, because it's so fucking cute. Again, so well done. So nice. It looks so cute what it is. And obviously it was from Erin and Niamh, and they got me that to mark, like, one of, I suppose, my biggest achievements. Feel weird saying that, but it has so much meaning behind it. And it was just such a nice, fun day. So I love them. But I honestly love all my tattoos. What was your sorest tattoo? Oh my God. So behind both of my knees, I have angel on one leg and energy on the other leg. Quite big writing. And it's like that, like, gothic print, and it's all coloured in. So they're like, they probably took the longest out of all my tattoos. Oh my God. Apparently behind your knee, I'm actually just going to Google it. Hold on. Right, so I've just googled sorest place in your body to get a tattoo, and I have here tattoo pain chart, right? So it's a wee doodle of a person, and it's like an x-ray almost, and it says the least pain to the most pain, and the most painful areas are coloured in red. Behind the knees, what do you think? Yep, bright red. So behind your knees is literally supposed to be like the worst place you can get tattooed. And I didn't know this, obviously, when I booked this in. And I was actually out the night before I got it done. I was out with Callum and Callum's brother Kyle and girlfriend Amy. I was absolutely steaming, like, don't remember getting home, was being sick, blah, blah, blah. Woke up in the morning, I was so hungover, was still being sick. But I had this tattoo appointment. One, I really wanted my tattoos. And two, I'd never let Sean down. So I went, start getting the tattoo. Oh my God. I always use numbing cream. TKNT is the numbing cream I use, by the way. It's, oh my God. I don't know who made this. I don't understand how it works, but it works. However, this day, because I was so hungover and just feeling like bleh, like I didn't put a lot of effort in. And all you need to do to make the cream work is apply like a thick layer, then wrap cling film around it and like secure it with sellotape, and it will work. However, I only rubbed it on. I tried to put some cling film on, but because, like, obviously it was where my knee bends, it just kept falling off. So I was like, oh, I'll just leave it. Like, I'm sure it'll still work. No. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Did not work. This was horrendous. Like, I mean, I was sweating. I felt like I was going to be sick every 2 seconds. I was crying. I was shouting out noises. Like, normally when I go to my tattoo appointments, I just sit and talk to Sean, like, for the full duration, and I love it. Like, yeah, it can be quite painful and it can be quite uncomfortable, but it's always a really positive experience. I can honestly say that was up there with, like, the worst 2 hours of my life. Like, it was a really lengthy, sore, horrific experience. Just every negative word under the sun. It was terrible. I would never recommend getting behind your knees tattooed unless you are like The Rock. Maybe he could handle it. But I'm also glad I've done it because I think it looks really cool. Like, I love when I get pictures from behind and you can see it. And also, people think I'm really hard because I have it. Because people who have tattoos and have tattoos there are like, no way! Like, that's like one of the sorest places you can get done. I'm like, yep. Hard as nails. Someone's asked, do finger tattoos hurt? Yes, I just got a wee flower on my thumb along with my cowboy boots the other day. Again, like such a difficult place to numb, like getting cling film around that. So I just didn't bother. Oh my God, the thumb was really, really, really bad. And Sean, my tattoo guy, does say like finger tattoos will hurt. Like it's so sharp feeling. Ooh, it was just like a feeling that like sends shivers down your body and like makes you want to like grind your teeth together. It's like, do you know what kind of pain I'm talking about? That kind of pain. It was really sore. But again, I love hand tattoos. I think they're so cool. Jazz up your hands. Hands are generally quite boring. So get fun nails, get tattoos, guys. Get decorating those bad boys. Right, let's change things up and talk about, I suppose, like the negative sides of tattoos. And what I mean by that is like people having too strong of an opinion, what puts people off getting tattoos, why people are scared to get tattoos, blah blah blah. So somebody said, are you worried you will later regret your tattoos, example, when you're in your 40s 50s? Honestly, no. I don't know if it's just like how my head works or what, but I honestly believe that when I'm in my 40s and 50s, I really will not give a fuck what I look like. Like, I could be wrong. I could get there and really want to take care of myself and, like, be looking in the best shape possible or something, but doubt it, to be honest. But if that is the case, say I'm in my 40s and 50s and I still want to be an absolute glamour puss and look my best, I really do not believe that I will look at my tattoos and go, I wish I didn't get these. Because like I said, like my tattoos have become like part of me. Like they all have wee stories and memories tied to them. Like I love them and they mean a lot to me. And I feel like they're always going to mean a lot to me no matter what age I am. And if I do start to get a bit wrinkly and they do start to go a bit misshaped, then who cares? Like I loved it my full life and it brought me a lot of joy and a lot of happiness. So I doubt I'm going to reach an age one day and go, I wish I could erase all of these, because I'd be erasing so much good times and memories. So no, I do not worry. And if there is, does come a day where I think, oh, wish I didn't get that, look, it's just a piece of ink. Things could be a lot worse. Someone asked, do you think having tattoos affects what jobs you can have? Obviously, I suppose I have a cheek to talk because I'm self-employed. I am my boss. And Megano lets Megano have tattoos. But I did have tattoos when I was not self-employed and it was fine. I actually remember I nearly got this new job just before I went self-employed, like maybe like a 6 months maybe before I went self-employed. Actually, that could be a lie. Maybe like a year. Fuck knows. Doesn't matter. I nearly got this job and my mum was like, you better say to your new boss potentially that you have tattoos. She was like, I think you need to tell him you have finger tattoos. So I send this ridiculous email saying, okay, so I have something to confess here. I actually have 2 tattoos on my hands. I really hope that that will not affect my chances of getting this job, blah, 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 blah. This honest, long-winded, stupid email explaining the fact I have tattoos. And he replied, like, tattoos are cool. Don't worry. No, I really fail to believe that at this day and age, in the grand old age of 2023, anyone would discriminate against tattoos. Like, see, if you are, actually grow a set of balls and grow the fuck up. Sorry, oh my God, swearing. But that would just be absolutely ridiculous. I'd really like to think we live in a world where you can look how you want, dress how you want. I suppose within reason, like you can't go to work in like a thong and nipple tassels. But you know what I mean, right? I'd like to think that would not affect your jobs. And I got tattoos whilst I was still employed and it never stopped me. So no, please don't let that worry you. And see if your boss is giving you any stick for it. Send them my way. Send them my way and I'll deal with them. Right. Family / boyfriend's thoughts on your tattoos. So let's start with Calzo. So Callum, my boyfriend, has 0 tattoos, which is a real shame because he'd really, 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 really suit them. Like Callum, if you don't know what he looks like, is like nice and tanned. He has really dark hair, really dark features, brown eyes, like a dark beard, he's just got all these really dark features. He would really suit tattoos. He has got the look for tattoos, but he doesn't have any, unfortunately. But you know what? That's fine. That's his choice. Like, maybe he'll get them in the future. Who knows? But as it stands, he doesn't have any. I would prefer if he did. I like tattoos on boys. Preferably, he would have them. But it's his choice not to. And I can't have a say in that. It's his body, his choice. So when the roles reverse, Callum doesn't particularly like tattooed girls. Like, he wouldn't like a girl to be covered in tattoos. However, I love tattoos and I don't plan on stopping getting them. And sometimes he'll make digs like, are you getting another one? He's like, you're addicted, man. And like yesterday he was like, you're starting to get kind of covered. And I'm like, is that a moan? Because see, if it is, you know where the door is, babe. Get your ass out there. Obviously, I want Callum. I want to be what Callum finds attractive. Of course I do, because we're boyfriend and girlfriend. That's quite important. But if this man is seriously going to let some ink get in the way of our relationship, then he's got another thing coming. And he knows that. So he totally accepts that I get them, but he still does make the odd comment. But let's just be serious, guys. He's just clearly not as cool as me, you know? He wishes. The family, not quite as straightforward. My dad doesn't like that I get tattoos. Like, he doesn't, like, moan a terrible amount, but I know he'd much rather I didn't have any. But he has got to the point where he understands that I like tattoos. I'm going to continue to get them, and no matter what he says, it's not going to change anything. So he's kind of gave up on the tattoo front. He doesn't mention them ever. He doesn't say anything positive about them, but he doesn't say anything negative about them either. It's just not really spoke about. My mum acts like I have went out and committed the worst crime possible when I get a tattoo. And I know she'll be listening to this. So hi, Kate. It is mind-blowing to me. It's actually mind-blowing. I understand that my mum doesn't like tattoos. And I understand that maybe in her generation, not that many people had tattoos. Like, it's probably like a shock to the older generations that people, so many people have tattoos, and we all have piercings, and we dye our hair crazy colours, and we put stuff in our lips. Like, I get that it's just like a big generation shock, probably, because basically every old person I ever speak to is like, oh, you have so many tattoos. It's not just my mum, but sorry, I'm not calling my mum old. I just mean anyone older. I'm like, get over it. Like, actually get over it. Like, it is a piece of ink. It's little doodles on my body. They don't say things like, fuck you. They aren't offensive. They're cute wee doodles. Why are you letting that upset you so much? Like, you can choose what you're upset by. And you're seriously choosing to be upset by tattoos. Come on. Honestly, no word of a lie, not exaggerating, wish I was. It does come between me and my mum's relationship. Like, when I got my Harry tattoo, my Hope tattoo, and my disco ball tattoo, whenever that was, like a month or two ago, we didn't speak for a week. A week, because I got tattoos. That is not normal, in my opinion. Sorry. Just burped. Like, God forbid something happened to me in that week. And my mum wasn't speaking to me, right? And she has to say to people, the last thing we done was argue because she has tattoos. When you put it in perspective, it is really, 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 really silly. I said to my mum the other day, because she's seen that I was getting a tattoo, because she always texts me when she notices I'm at the tattoo shop, because I don't tell her I'm going, because it'll just start an argument, and then I'll have to argue before and after the tattoo, so I just try and limit it to arguing to after the tattoo. But I put up that I was in Fleur-de-Lis the other day. She texts me like, what are you getting now? So dry. Normally she sends kisses, so I know she was annoyed. So I get home, walk in the living room, she looks at me as if I have just shot somebody's cat, and I just said, you know what, you need to stop acting like I have committed a crime every time I get a tattoo, and don't mention it. And she just sat in silence. So I think hopefully now she's at the point where she knows I am not stopping to get them. It is not negatively impacting anyone's life. And if I do regret them, if, big if, in the future, that's on me. It doesn't need to keep her up at night. No. Last rant, sorry. I would like to say I'm a very unproblematic child. I always have been. I've never had the police to the door. I've never done anything crazy that would upset anybody. I just live my wee life here. I just go out, I take some pics, record some podcasts, film some videos, get on with things. I'm a very independent girl. So the fact that I get so much grief over tattoos really bothers me. Sometimes I think I should do like a kid swap. Swap me out for someone who really causes trouble, then she'll get a fright. In conclusion to that, guys, never let anybody put you off a tattoo. Like, if someone says, I don't think you should do that, if you want to do it, go do it. Same as anything in life, like, not just procedures. Like, if you want to leave your job for another job and someone's like, that's not a good idea, do it. If you want to do it, do it. This is your life, your body. You decide what goes on with it. That is what I always say. I'm like, my body, my choice. And that applies to a lot of different things. So go out there and live your life. You only have one life. Do things that are going to make you happy. And if people are going to moan, tell them to shh. A good few of you have asked, would you ever get a tattoo for Callum? So people have said, are you going to get, would you get Callum's name on you? Would you get something for him? Blah, 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 blah. I would. However, there's terms and conditions. Ideally, I want to be married. I would say have a ring on my finger and then I'd get one. But look, engagements can fall through. Marriage, I feel like I'd feel comfortable having him on my body forever. But also, like, he doesn't even like tattoos. He moans when I get them. So it would be a bit ironic for him to moan at me for getting a tattoo if it was something for him. But I'm definitely not ruling it out. As I said, when we're married, yeah, I get something for him. I wouldn't get the name, like, Callum on me. I don't have anyone's name. I have mum and dad, but, like, that's, it's not Stephen and Kate. That would be weird. So I wouldn't get his name. I'd get something for him. Not sure what, though, because, like, he loves golf. I'm not getting golf on me. Ew. He likes his PlayStation. Again, I'm not getting his PlayStation. I'd think of something. Something cute. But that is not happening anytime soon unless we were to get married, like, tomorrow. Which I highly doubt. Next piece of advice. Don't get shit for your girlfriends and boyfriends on you, because relationships, as much as we like to believe they're going to last forever, you just never know. And I'll tell you what does last forever: tattoos. So don't, honestly, hate to be a Cupid killer here, but do not get tattoos for your boyfriend and girlfriend. I think that is quite a silly decision. So listen to Wise Megano once again. Husbands and wives, yeah, fine, I get it.
That can also break off, though.
Oh my God, funny you should ask this, because I was literally just saying this to the girls the other day when we were getting our tattoo. Someone said, would you get a tattoo for your brother because you have one for the rest of your family? So I have mum, dad, and I've got, obviously, a doodle of Harry on my arm. So yeah, that does just leave Paul, my wee brother. 100% would. Of course I would. He is my sibling. But I don't know what. Again, like, Paul likes football. I'm not getting a football on me. I'm not getting his name. I don't know what I could get. Maybe I'll speak to him and think, like, what's something me and you both like or say or do? And I can get something like that. That would be really cute. 100%. I'd really like to get one for Paul, because that is pretty shit. I've just left him out. Would he get a tattoo for me, though? Probably not. My dad has a tattoo for me. He's got two tattoos for me. Mum obviously has no tattoos because she's a tattoo police. But I would, 100% would get one for Paul. So I'm going to have a conversation with him, see what we can come up with. Someone's asked, is there a place you would not get tattooed? My face. Well, I say my face, but my tattoo guy always winds me up saying, like, I have this pink love heart that's like, to me, on my ear, like, you know, what's that wee bit people get called? The wee, like, sticky out bit that's, like, on your face and it's the start of your ear. Is it your tragus? Fuck knows what it is. I don't have it pierced. But because I can't get piercings, like ear piercings, I'm so allergic to them. They just never, ever heal. I got a wee love heart. I actually copied Molly because she's got a wee red one there. So I got a pink one. And I love it. I think it's so cute. But Sean's like, that is technically a face tattoo. He's like, you have a face tattoo. But no, in my eyes, it's an ear tattoo. And I don't plan on getting any on my face. Mum, you'll be glad to know, I'm not going to get a face tattoo. Woohoo! Right, let's finish up with one last question. And it is, when are you planning on stopping? The answer is, I have no idea. Look, I am living in the moment. Not the future. We're living in the present here. I do know that I don't want to be covered. Like, I don't want my arms to be filled up, like, to the point my tattoos are ever touching. So I will obviously run out of space. And I don't think I want them, like, all over my legs or anything. I would like to have lots on my arms and lots on my back. Like a sketchbook. A doodle book, right? So, like, all tons of wee doodles, but they all have, like, gaps in between them. That's the aim at the moment. I really dread the day that I run out of space because I love getting tattoos so, so much. It's just, it brings me so much happiness. There's a reason people are covered in tattoos. It's such a fun thing. It's such a nice way to express yourself. Like, see if I'm ever wearing a boring outfit, I'm like, thank God I have tattoos because I'm virgin boring here. And I don't ever want to be boring. I just love them. I can't even tell you how happy they make me. Which is why it annoys me so much that my mum doesn't understand. They bring me great happiness and they're so harmful to the world. So no plans of stopping as of yet. I'm
just getting started.
Sorry, mum and dad, but that's the truth. I'm not a liar. You are a liar, actress. Get the fuck out. But yeah, that is just a plan. I'm loving getting tattoos. I think it's so fun. Every time I go to Ibiza, I go to Tiny Tattoo because, again, I love Jennifer, the girl who does my tattoos. She's so nice. She's so sweet. I love being in the studio. It's just such good vibes. I just enjoy it so much. And if I'm finding fun in something, I am helping people, I suppose, get paid. I'm actually just out here doing good. I'm out here doing my bit for society, okay? So that is all for today, guys. I'm all tatted out. Honestly, things to take away from this are, make your first tattoo a meaningful one so you can't ever hate it. Get tattoos regardless of what anybody tells you. If anyone tells you no, you say hell yeah, go get the tattoo anyway. And don't get a tattoo for your boyfriend or girlfriend because you don't know how that is going to pan out, honey boo boo. You know, I'm rooting for you, okay? I'm rooting for you and your boyfriend. I'm sure you will get married and go on to have lovely babies and live happily ever after, but you just never know. I'm looking out for you here and I'm telling you, wait until you guys have tied the knot officially. That's what I'm doing, okay? But most of all, go have fun, go express yourself, get whatever the frick you want on your body because it's your body and it's your choice. Thank you so, 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 so much, as always, for listening. Guys, this morning, I logged into my Spotify account and seen that Roller Coasting is back on the charts. Ah! That will never, ever get old. Like, seeing that just instantly makes my eyes fill up with tears. It makes me so excited for the future of Roller Coasting. I love my podcast so, so much. This just makes me so, so happy. Sitting in my wee room, gabbing to you down this microphone, and your support means more than you will ever know. So thank you guys for checking in with me, supporting me, sharing Roller Coasting, just absolutely everything. It means a world and I feel like the luckiest wee duck. And I can't wait to speak to you again next week. So I will see you here same time next week. Have a gorgeous week, a gorgeous weekend. I love you all so, 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 so much. Goodbye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.